More than 500 people gathered in the small California community of Villa Park to support freedom of religion in America. Organizers of this Stop the Hate rally say it's in response to a number of recent examples of hate speech here in Southern California. Demonstrators say they chose Villa Park because of comments Councilwoman Deborah Pauley gave at a rally during an Islamic Circle of North America fundraiser back in February. The comments were viewed by many as anti-Muslim and were included in a video produced by the Council on American Islamic Relations of Greater Los Angeles.
As a matter of fact, I know quite a few Marines who will be very happy to help these terrorists to an early meeting in paradise.
The Islamic Circle of North America says Pauley's comments were unprecedented.
We have never seen such hatred and bigotry from elected officials ever before in our 43-year history of working in this country.
Many demonstrators are upset that Pauley has yet to apologize for the remarks and are demanding that she be censured. But officials with CARE LA say the rally is meant to show Pauley the overwhelming support Muslims have in the community.
We've had a lot of people calling in and emailing us saying, while we might disagree on many issues, religion, politics, or anything else, but we remain united when it comes to respecting freedom of religion in America and respecting the rights of all people in America.
Several dozen people were also there to rally in support of Councilwoman Pauley. They say the comments were taken out of context and are now being used to fuel anti-American sentiments. The rally is in Southern California's Orange County, which has one of the largest concentrations of Muslims in America. Despite this, supporters of Pauley were yelling for the primarily Muslim crowd to go home.
I was born in America and raised here. I've never lived anywhere else in my life, so I don't know what they mean when they say go home. And it really hurts to hear that because this is where I belong, so I don't think they should be questioning that.
More than two dozen police were present at the rally, but the event remained peaceful and no arrests were made. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Villa Park.